And there's no shortage of California leadership, and we're going to say hello to one of those leading the drive right next to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Every time I think of him as an environmental steward, I don't know quite what to do, laugh, make a joke, or be encouraged. Probably all of the above, since, of course, he's the guy who brought us the Hummer, but he has had an eco turnaround, and if he can, as I say, anyone can. A man who has not had to have any kind of a switch in position, but has been a stalwart supporter of our planet Earth for the longest time, I'd say over three decades I've been aware of him, is Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi. We are pleased to welcome him to the program. It's one of his three top priorities in his term of office, including improving higher education and improving health care, also good causes. But of course, if we don't have a habitable home, none of that will be possible. He recently was in the Bay Area after talking with John Podesta of the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C., who asked him to deliver a speech. And welcome to EcoTalk.
Delighted to be with you, Betsy.
How was your speech in the South Bay Area, the heart of Silicon Valley, received?
You should never ask the person that gives the speech how it was. I thought it was absolutely terrific. I think the audience was pleased also. Very, very important issues. Not that my speech was important, but the issues are important. Very receptive audience and extraordinary interest in the Silicon Valley to get on with this. And not only for two reasons. One reason is that they're concerned. They're deeply concerned about the environment. They have a deep commitment to it. And secondly, there's an opportunity here to make some money. Because there's a whole new industry that's about to really blossom, and hopefully it'll blossom in California and be to the benefit of our economy as well as to our environment.
And hopefully it'll last longer than the dot-com boom.
Well, I'm sure it will, because it's going to take us a long time to clean up this environment that we, this environmental mess that we have created.
I call it the green rush, and bring it on.
Exactly. Let it happen.
So I got to ask you a question between you and me. Yep. What's it like working with the governor? How green is he really?
I think he is really committed to this. His rhetoric is sometimes a little different than I would use, but he fancies himself to be a salesman, and boy, is he out there selling this environment, the climate change issue. Good. Go for it, Arnold. My notion is go, Arnold, go. You're on the right track. You know, you're calling it a little different play here and there than I might call, but it's working.
And
keep going.
Exactly. His approval ratings were pretty low, and this seems to, you know, his stewardship on the global warming legislation really seemed to put him on the map, and probably it was at least in part the applause he was getting for that made him go farther. And, you know, everyone should take a note, every governor, every leader.
Absolutely. And one of the things that Arnold did that probably isn't recognized by many is that by jumping on this global warming and various ways of solving it, he made it possible for Republicans to go after this issue and to get on board this issue. Previously, our president, who has no sense at all about this issue and obviously about a war, we blocked Republicans who cared about the environment, who knew about it, but they couldn't act because their leader was just dead set against dealing with global climate change. And Arnold came forward and is actually kicking the Republicans around pretty heavily back east and making it possible for others to come on board. And many examples of that, of Western Republican governors suddenly being responding and sensitive to this issue.
Okay, now there is one issue that you are against the governor's position at this point, and that's developing liquid natural gas terminals in Southern California?
Well, specifically one project that came before me. I'm the chairman of the State Lands Commission. State Lands Commission had the responsibility of certifying an environmental impact report and granting a lease for a LNG project off the coast of Malibu and Oxnard. The environmental impact report just didn't cut the mustard. It just didn't cover the things that I think a report must cover. For example, it didn't talk about the need for the project, about alternatives for the project. It used outdated information and ignored projects that are actually in existence today. The Baja project of Sempra Energy, which is just 70 miles south of the border, another LNG facility. So based on all of that, we turned down the EIR and we refused to grant the lease. Now, you know, maybe some LNG is going to be necessary in California. In fact, it already is going to be available in California from the Baja facility. So do we need another one? Don't know. But we certainly didn't need one that was so badly outlined in an environmental impact report.
And, of course, natural gas may be cleaner burning than coal and oil, but it is still a fossil fuel.
Exactly, and not relevant to the decision that we made, but relevant to the entire issue of fossil fuels, is the fact that natural gas is a fossil fuel, and clearly LNG, when you transport it from Western Australia or Indonesia or the Middle East and you transport it all the way to California, there's a lot of evidence that indicates that all of that transportation, the compressing of the gas into a liquid form and then vaporizing it once again when it arrives in California, that you are putting into the atmosphere as much carbon as an old, dirty coal plant. So is there any net gain here from cleaner burning natural gas? No, not when you consider the entire environmental footprint of taking it out of the ground and actually delivering it to California.
Okay, we're just about to go to a spot break. I understand you can stay with us for the second segment because we want to talk to you about your position on nuclear power, something we've been talking about on this program, and also what's happening in Texas, and what you think some of the more promising alternatives are as far as renewable energy sources.
Well, there are many, and let's go for it.
Okay. We are speaking with John Garamendi, the Lieutenant Governor of the very green Golden State of California. He works very closely with, of course, our now newly green governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's speaking with us candidly about what that's like and some of the issues that they agree upon, and some of the areas where they are not in agreement, and that's a good thing in a democracy. We'll be back right after the news break with Lieutenant Governor Garamendi of California. Stay with us.